This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 320 for property ID 986-05-0041. The property address is 8546 North Juniper Street, and the property is owned by Manisha Dhingra and Brijesh Shirodhika. Sorry. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Brijesh here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yeah, sure. Great. Thank you. And good morning, everyone. We are relatively new homeowners, and we've seen the assessed value of our price go up. And to a large extent, I think that's because of the economy, the demand in the market, lower housing costs, more so than the actual fundamental reasons why the cost of the house should go up. And then there are some specific reasons which I think are limitations around our house. So if we were to sell our house today, I think we would get significantly lower price than what the assessor has valued. We think it's about 10% more. Ideally, I think the price of the house should be assessed at about 10% less. There are some reasons given here which you'll find there. And I'm happy to talk through them if that's what this board decides.
Well, I think we've read through them. Anything you want to specifically highlight on those?
Yes. So, we've seen some of the houses in this general area, and there are some limitations that are specific to our house. So, for example, we do not have a backyard. We have what is a small side yard. I think that definitely goes against what buyers in this area generally want. They want a proper backyard instead of an almost non-existent backyard and a little bit of side yard. The house is also a corner lot, so there are it's perceived lesser in the market because of that. There is less privacy because of it being a corner lot, and also the way how some of the other houses in this particular community have been built. The other limitations within this particular house is that it's got a very narrow staircase up to the second level, which is not the case with a lot of other houses in this particular area. And we look at it as a severe limitation if we were to sell this house. So these are the two, three key factors that we think go against, valuing this particular property as compared to any other house of a similar value and structure in this area.
Okay, I have no further questions. John or Lisa?
I don't have any more questions.
All right, I'm just looking at the aerial photos all here. No, I don't have any questions on it. I think I understand it. Thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, everyone, for your time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 127 for property ID 96158392, and the property address is 1842 North 15th Court, and the property is owned by Sean and Margot Fuller. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's No one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Sean here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, well, first off, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. So we had purchased the house in like September, October of 2020. Real quick. I just wanted to confirm, what's the value, assessor's value currently? Or not currently, but for the 2023 January year?
$650,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
From
$711
down to
$650. Yeah. So, and I had originally responded saying that, you know, we purchased it for $650, and then we didn't get it assessed at that time. And just because we had kind of such a large payment, we didn't want to pay to have it assessed. We had then, upon kind of getting the house, seeing the inspection, things like that, and then also watching the market of the houses, you know, and I had sent this, and I don't know how much prep time you guys have, if you're able to kind of like read, anything that I had sent or.
We couldn't read it all. It was way more than. You should, in future appeals, just use sure. that comparable worksheet that's provided when you pull out the online, and you just do it on one sheet, and you have your property in one column and the comps in the other columns, and we can look at that and get all the information we need.
Okay.
I think we each got, Allison said a couple hundred pages. Two-sided, so.
Fun times.
I'll be honest and tell you that I did not go through all those.
That's okay. Yeah, no worries. Thank you for letting me know. So as we know, the real estate market, it does wax and wane pretty regularly. And then with the increasing interest rates, home sites are kind of sitting on the market longer, especially back then when the rates were continuing to be increased. So that house price was, you know, originally listed for much higher. I put in a low offer. The comparative market analysis did show that, you know, the value at the house was $650. That does not include kind of all of the issues that present with the home itself. And then also the comparative market analysis that was provided by the assessor's office did not show the my neighboring house, which was two houses up from me, which does have more garage space, larger views, approximately 200 square foot less, but sold for $620. So newer. Roughly the same size square footage, sold for $620 after my house had sold. In terms of, you know, my concerns with the house is that, you know, on our inspection, the roof is at end of life. It's got plumbing stack vents, with deteriorator. That are deteriorating and rusting that need replacement. There's no drip edge on the middle flashing. That's concerning to the eaves of the house. The shingles all have granular loss, and there's exposed fasteners, which, you know, within exposed fasteners, there's opportunity for water to get into the wood and the sublayer of the roofing. The deck and porch are all, you know, as you can see kind of from the front of the house and some of those pictures that I had sent, there's a lot of dry rot damage that have some structural issues. The beam joists for the stairs and girders were not properly fastened, and there's a lot of the stair stringers 20 inches apart, and code requires that to be, at least for new builds, right, they require them to be 16 inches apart. And so the along with the roof, the deck, and the porch, those all are structurally, well, the deck and the porch are structurally concerning. The roof itself is concerning for the water damage. And then throughout the house, there's a significant amount of cracks, stress cracks in the, which, you know, I think from a comparative market analysis, they're not looking at imperfections, right? They're looking at the larger picture of things. The comparative market analysis for that house that sold two houses up for me for $620,000 was, you know, much newer, did not have the you know, imperfections that this house has. And then two of our showers so we have three showers in our house, two of which are unusable at this time because they have a large crack in one of the showers and a chip in the other. So we're down to one bathroom for bathing. And then the wall concerns that I talked about. The last thing that I kind of wanted to is that, you know, this is on a highly sloped piece of land that has a spring running through it, and the spring is not well drained. So I've got you know, flooding into my backyard and concerning for you know, essentially making the ground soft and pliable and cause for erosion risk. And so I just, because I did get bids on replacing and fixing all of these things. And that's, you know, roughly around the $50,000, which is why I thought that it would be a reasonable thing to put the assessed value at $600,000, over instead of the $650,000.
Just like to confirm, we're talking about a sale. You purchased that property on August 31st of 22 for $650,000.
Yep.
And you had the building inspection done prior to the purchase. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And okay, yeah, that answers for me. Just clarification. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any questions. I understand it. I think I've got all the information I need to make a decision.
Yep, I'm good.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 331 for property ID 177-231-020. The property address is 18814 Southeast Alicia Circle, and the property is owned by Dina and Frederick Kalmbach. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dina here for the appellate. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Thank you so much for meeting with me today. I'm sorry my husband couldn't join us. He was at work and was unavailable. I sent property values matching because the little pocket neighborhood that we live in, most of the values are significantly less than ours. The assessor continues to use comps that are over in Camas that are miles away from where we live and not using comps in our neighborhood. And my main point today, I've been appealing the assessor's valuation of my property for the last 4 years. In the last year alone, we've paid an additional $1,200 just in property tax. So the property tax just continues to go up. We have a fixed mortgage. That's the only part of our fixed mortgage that goes up is the taxes. And I still feel like our house is way overvalued. Your committee was kind enough to reduce the value by $50,000 last year, and that was great. The new assessment put that $50,000 back in and then some. He's got us valued now at $685,000.
Can I ask you a couple of questions about your comps? I see your comps on the property sales worksheet, and then I see the three sales that you listed next to the photo of your street. And two of those properties were sold on your street, correct?
Correct.
The ones you listed on your comparable sales sheet, you didn't put any addresses at all, so I don't know.
All of the comps that I used were all from the neighborhoods that are directly behind our house. They're all in our same little plotted area, just not on our cul-de-sac.
Do you happen to have any addresses for your sales 1, 2, and 3 on the comparable worksheet?
Let me make sure I have this the correct one. Yes. 19024 Southeast 11th Way.
That's the comp 1?
That's comp 1. 18724 Southeast 16th Street is comp 2.
Okay.
And 18720 Southeast 11th Street is comp 3.
So do you feel like those comps are, I mean, they were all considerably less in size than your home. So I didn't give them a lot of value, but these two that you showed on your street, they're sales from 21, but at least, which house are you on the street? In your diagram, which property is yours?
I don't know that I sent in a diagram.
Well, it's attached to your. Do you recognize this page at all?
No, that's an overhead.
I understand that, but you're saying you don't remember sending it in.
On that diagram.
Yeah, you did send it in. I just wondered which house was yours.
That's going to be on the north piece of the property. We are the third one in.
Okay.
That one.
Right. That one. Okay.
And we are only one of two single levels on our street. All the others are two-story.
Okay.
And we chose the single story because my husband has a physical condition where it is progressively getting worse. We bought a home so that we could age in our home because it is single story. And I understand that single stories are at a premium these days.
They tend to be valued higher than two-level homes.
And again, our little street is a little pocket just a pocket cul-de-sac. All of the houses that are to the north of us are all 20 years older. So that changes our value somewhat, and yet our comps are still are being used in much newer neighborhoods and clear over in Camas, miles away from where we actually live.
The comps from the assessor?
From the assessor, yes, ma'am.
Well, the assessors say one says it's 1 mile away. One of them says it's 468 feet away. The other one says 961 feet away. And the last one is 1,000 feet away. The ones that the assessor listed.
I don't have any other questions on it. I've looked the information over, so
okay.
I don't have any questions.
No, nor do I.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. You'll hear from us with it. I appreciate your time very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Close the hearing.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 267 for property ID 11813-7762. The property address is 13220 Northwest 40th Ave, and the property is owned by Lee and Linda Krushmark. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included 3 sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
Yeah.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 380 for property ID 22759800. The property address is 6538 Northeast 239th Street, and the property is owned by Keith Ligatich and Katie Lindberg. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one here from the assessor's office and no one here for the appellant. The appellant submitted 3 comparable sales. Property ID 26524500 sold for $370,000 in September 2022. ID 22343200 sold for $660,000 in January 2023. And property ID 27502800 sold for $425,999 in March 2022. The assessor's evidence included 3 sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. Since no one is here for either party, I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Thank you. Since there is no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involved petition 315 for property ID 19478. Oops, sorry. Let me correct that. Property ID 20409500. The property address is 17729 Northeast Baker Creek Road, and the property is owned by Salute Dragons Commodities Living Trust. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Joe Cleland here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you can raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
It's up.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know or remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st. 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you got to get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. And thank you all for taking the time to review the property assessment appeal and for being on this Board of Equalization. It's very good to have that. I purchased this house in 2019 for $536,000. It had been on the market for a couple of years at higher prices. This was an arm's length purchase. So that, as far as I understand it, is the market value back in 2019. And I don't know if any of you remember some previous things, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but there's been quite a lot of deferred maintenance. I think this house only had the one prior owner, and I'm still trying to get through it. I did have it appraised in the summer of 2020, and that was after I'd put about $25,000 into repairs of rotted siding, a warped exterior door, and some other things. And I included parts of that appraisal in the addendum to this, which I believe you have. In that same addendum, I've included an estimate of $26,000 for replacing rotted support beams in one section of this house. And I can go into that a little bit further if you need. I've included the pictures and the estimate, as I mentioned. Now, although the prior owner replaced the roof in 2017, they apparently didn't replace the failed sheathing, and there are noticeable dips in the roof surface, and I'm going to have to fix that, I guess. I'm sorry, I don't want to whine at you, but this house brings it out in me. And in reading the instructions for appealing the assessment, there are some things that are not supposed to be considered, so I didn't include pictures or estimates. But if it's the fair market value assessment, it seems that the property in its entirety should be considered in its current condition because a buyer would, you know, with a crumbling driveway, a sidewalk that's becoming unusable, a retaining wall that's almost completely gone, all of that. So I didn't include that in this, but I'm just, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to change the rules, you know, for everyone later to get this so that it is the full property value. So at my proposed value of $775,000, this would be an increase of 45% from the purchase price 3.5 years prior. The assessor's value would be an increase of 63%. I just like numbers. Okay, and if we look at the comps, the first one sold at a very similar price to mine within a few months of mine. I think theirs was in May of 2019. March, and mine was May. And then it sold in July of 2022 for $700,000. So that seems like it would indicate how much the market would change for a similarly valued property over the same amount of time. The second comp is 15 years newer, but it doesn't have a pool. The other items are fairly similar. The lot size, living space, bedrooms, additional buildings, and it sold for $747,000. Is it worthwhile for me to step through the appeal notes with you all, or have you done?
We've read your packet.
Maybe. I'm sorry?
I said we've read your packet. We've read what you sent in to us.
Okay. Well, are there any questions or anything else I can provide you with to help you make your decision?
So is your pool operable now? But you mentioned, do you have money you need to spend? I'm trying to refresh my memory here. They put a value of $95,000 on the pool.
Well, that's what the assessor provided, and I have no understanding of how that number came about. If you looked at their comps,
right.
You know, they added $95,000. And this pool is 43 years old, and whenever you asked if it was operable, I started laughing to myself because that depends all the time. The heat pump for it died last October. So it goes in and out of being operable. And it's not a year-round pool.
I don't have any questions on it. I've looked the information over that you provided, and I'm good with that information.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Was there another person?
Nothing else to give us? Okay. I think we got enough information.
All right. And
thank you.
If you don't mind...
Go ahead.
Is there a chance of you giving me feedback, like, am I providing the right sorts of information? You know, is there anything else that would help? Because I have the feeling I'll be back here again next year.
Well, the two biggest things that you provided, and as comparable sales, as comparable as you can get, obviously, to your property. No two properties are exactly the same. And the cost to cure the problems that you have, those are the two things that you need to provide, and I think you've provided that.
Okay, and so for next year, should I get an estimate for the driveway and the sidewalk, or are those not considered?
Well, the assessor does not consider those to be an integral part of the property. We all know that when you look at a house, you look at the curb appeal of a house to determine what its value. So we consider them, but do they get full consideration? Probably not. So if you want to get those, that's fine. We will, like I said, consider them in our minds, but maybe not at full value.
All right. That's excellent feedback. I really appreciate that. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 313 for property ID 194789000. The property address is 17413 Northeast 167th Ave, and the property is owned by Christopher Spafford and Melinda Morris. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Chris here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing,
if you don't have to show up to this meeting.
Say again?
They don't have to be present?
No.
At the hearing here?
No. Yeah. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. The assessor is not obligated to attend these sessions. We've argued that before the Department of Revenue several times that it would make a lot of difference if they did attend, but they choose not to attend. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Sure. I think I provided some properties of comparables, and just looking also at the market, I don't believe that my house has increased in value from 2022 to January 2023 by 8%, from 856 to 924,000. The homes that I show are a quality comparison. They're closer in area than what was provided by the assessors, and show a value that's more closely in line with what I believe my house is worth, taking the differences in mind.
And you appealed this last year?
Not last year. The year before, and the year before, and the year before. But last year was I've been too busy. I'm still too busy.
I see you're traveling someplace.
Yes, I am. Yep. Work never stops. So, what I'm doing.
I see there one comp. Well, one of your comps was in Vancouver, and two were in Battleground. So, the two.
Yeah, those are.
No, I was going to say the two in Battleground are obviously the closest to your house.
Sure. Yeah, well, Vancouver can be include quite a large area of Clark County.
Yeah, Vancouver butts right up against Brush Prairie, doesn't it?
It is. So. Yeah, I don't think the market trended by 8% in the positive. I think it was either stagnant or even dropped by 2 or 3%. So it doesn't make any sense. There's no improvements on my property. You know, since I purchased it, we've repaired one bathroom, and I did it myself, but no other improvements since then. So there's nothing of increased value that we've added to the property, that we added to the home. It doesn't make any sense. And I know there's, you know, obviously prices go up and down, but I think in the last 22 to 23, prices definitely did not go up, and definitely didn't go up by 8%.
So you're asking for a value that's less than last year?
No, I'm asking for same value, which I think is probably comparable. That's probably the right value for this year, 856.
Yeah, you wrote
850. We have 850.
Total, I have 856, 243 on the previous value for...
Right, but on your petition...
Yeah, no, but you're asking, your appeal says 850.
Okay, well, yeah, same amount. So, 850.
I don't have any other questions.
No.
I don't have any questions on it. Thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the February 6th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 318 for property ID 22672600. The property address is 13718 Northeast 240th Street, and the property is owned by Derek and Julie Starling. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Julie here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on perceived, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, we appealed for our 2022 tax assessment, and we received a revised valuation of $600,000. And so we feel like that $600,000 valuation should have been taken into account for our 2023 assessment, which did lower from the 2022 assessment. So we just wanted to bring that to you guys' attention and just to see that that could be considered with our 2023 tax valuation. I found some comps, and that, oh, the revised valuation should be on page 3 and 4 of the documents that I submitted. Just make sure you have that. And then from the comps that I found, the average of them is it's $548,764 on page 5. And so we feel like a valuation of $550 for an average in the area would be very reasonable.
So your petition asked for $590. So you're revising that to $550?
That I submitted a second revision because we had received that documentation. So the email it was submitted was on October 18th. So that would be the petition that we would like to proceed with.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Because that we received the information afterwards, so we feel like that should have been considered, and so we dropped our valuation based on that information from the revised petition. Revised assessment.
Okay. Saw the first two. I didn't see the third one, or if I did, I forgot about it.
No worries. So yeah, that one was on the 18th of October, early submitted. I think those are my main concerns to bring to your attention.
I think we have any other questions, John or Lisa?
No questions.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time on that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
This is the February 6, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 311 for property ID 15027300. The property address is 4908 Northeast 22nd Ave, and the property is owned by Robert Stanek. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the Assessor's office, but we do have Tony or Robert here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Okay. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to let you continue to go ahead and explain your appeal.
I have one question on procedure, I guess. The instruction said that you can't consider the assessed value, only the market value. It wasn't totally clear if that was you can't directly consider the assessed value for comparison purposes, or you can't hear references to them at all.
Generally speaking, you can't use assessed values of other properties as comparison to this property, because appealing your property value, the other property values may be wrong also. So assessed values are all set by the assessor. So if one's wrong, they may all be wrong, or they may all be right. Who knows? But evidence, generally speaking, is stuff that you can get from independent third parties, like a sale of another property of comparable size, shape, and condition, is the best evidence, and then, cost to cure and things like that are all things you can use, but not assessed values of other properties.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure I probably overdid it on the evidence. I don't think I can go over everything in 15 minutes. Have you looked at any of it already, or should I do my best to summarize? Okay.
We've gone through all of it.
We've looked at all of it, so you can summarize or point us to things that you really want to take exception to or for us to focus on.
So I was able to go down and meet with the assessor who did the response document shortly after I uploaded all my pictures. So I showed him all those. He kind of agreed that, you know, if he had had those ahead of time, he probably would have gone about it differently. He wanted me to work with the assessor's department for future years so they can put a temporary reduction on it while I'm working on it. He wants me to get a bid to fix before doing it, like, so they have numbers to work with. And apparently he said I can just commission that, which hadn't occurred to me. I've contacted a couple people to try and do that, but I haven't gotten anybody to respond to me yet, so I'm still working on that one. As far as the comparables, the most interesting one, I think, was 2904 R Street. Should I share my screen? Or,
sure. One moment.
This one.
You're talking about one of the assessor's comparables?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
The reason that I thought this one was interesting is
it's not one of the assessors. Right? Oh yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay, having some connection issues.
No. It's not 29. Is it 2904 R Street?
I think I'm having some connection issues.
Well,
it's
yeah,
just
you.
It looks like.
We're all here.
Yes.
Okay, all your pictures went away.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have tried to share my screen.
Was it 2904 R Street that you were referring to?
Yes, that is the property I was going to talk about. The reason I thought it was interesting is because, you know, looking at the assessed values just for, methodology insights, its assessed value went way, way down from the previous year. And looking at the current pictures on the county website, it's been stripped down. I'm hearing myself way in the past. It's confusing. The fact that it's been stripped so far, or that the price has gone down so far, while it's being stripped, presumably for remodeling, suggests that the county is good with reducing the building value quite a bit, which, you know, is also sort of what the assessor said when I talked to him. After I was doing comparables rebuttal on this one and some of the other ones, I started thinking that maybe I kind of undershot the reduction in building value on my initial appeal document, but I still don't really have a clear notion on how to guess at that. I'm catching up to me.
Undershot meaning you should have lowered it more or not? Undershot
yes.
Meaning what?
Yes, meaning I should have lowered it more. One of the other things, the assessor said that the Fannie Mae REO sales aren't considered arm's length. I did ask him about that. I don't remember exactly what he said. It wasn't significant. Just something like that, because they have different rules, it doesn't count as a normal market sale. But the way that worked, it was basically just, there was a whole bunch of people bidding on it. They said, everybody put in your very highest bid. We did that twice. And twice were apparently dramatically outbid. And then I guess they have a chance to withdraw that. So that happened twice. Real estate agent for Fannie Mae said, or basically contacted my real estate agent and said, I guess you guys are those serious ones. So it being not an arm's length sale, I suspect that aspect actually inflated the price over what I would have paid to a private party. I don't know if I can bring this up because I wasn't able to get evidence paperwork for it. But shortly before we bought this house, there was another property. A couple streets south. It was on 39th Street. That was pretty similar statistics. Slightly less land, slightly smaller house. It was only one level, and it was in the same horrible condition. Lots of mold and rot. I mean, it was probably better built, but worse condition. And it had a cracked foundation. And we got kind of scooped on that one by like $2,000. That one ended up going for $247,500, I think. And then I was going to use that as one of my comparables, but by the time I was doing all this and I went to look up information for it, it had already been fixed and flipped. So all of the information was updated, new, and such.
Let me just ask you, you paid $320,000 for it.
I wasn't able to write up I don't know if I'm sharing the screen or not.
Wasn't
able to write up an explanation for the one comparable that I mentioned in my original document, which was 5008 Northeast St. John's Road. The only reason I picked that one really is because the inside of it is pretty much stripped down to just framing, which is the condition that the upstairs of my house is in currently. Also, I think I mentioned in my comparables rebuttal document, I didn't directly account for the fact that the upstairs is stripped down in any of the adjustment numbers because I didn't have any real notion on how to do that. I think I've touched on most of the major points that were important to me. Yield, if you have any directions for me.
Okay. Can you take your sharing off the screen?
Oh, I see your lips moving, but I hear nothing. It'll probably catch up in seconds. I hope. Or not.
Can you take it off?
Allison?
I'm trying, yeah.
Is it muted? I didn't mute it. I've been muted this whole time. Have you been able to hear me at all?
No, Tony, no. We can hear you, but I don't know if you can hear us.
I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. Can you stop your presenting?
My video stream or the screen sharing?
Yeah.
Screen sharing.
How do I stop that?
It should just say...
This? No. Stop.
It's okay. Can you, Dan, do you want to try talking again? See if he can hear you this time.
Can you hear us?
I can now, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you paid the $324 regardless of what the county says in terms of whether it's an arm's length transaction, but you were in a bidding process and you had to pay $320 to get the property. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think you said there are two... other offers, but they both backed out after they saw the condition of the property, and then that just left you as the last guy standing, correct?
Sort of. As I understand it, there was two rounds of a bunch of other offers. The winning bid each time backed out. I don't know anything more about it than that, but I have to assume that those were house flipper types.
You don't know how to stop sharing your screen, do you?
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't actually see a window where it shows that I'm sharing. All I see is the phone.
There we go.
No longer. Cool. Yeah. Thanks.
Can you take that off, Allison? Hopefully she can hear us.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yay. Well, I have one comment. You need to get bids. You can get most of those bids from Home Depot online. You can just go on and say, you know, bid for flooring for, and you can get them online rather than having to call contractors and they don't get back to you. You can get bids from Home Depot online and then you just print them off so that you'd have that to submit. And you'd have that to submit next year. It's an easier way to get bids than trying to get individual people to come to your house. You just go in and say, you know, bid for flooring and how many square feet, and pick out what you want and print it out. And then supplies with pictures like you've done this year, because we won't know what this, you know, what it looks like. It could look differently next year. And we won't have access to this year's appeal. It'll be all archived. So make sure that next year's another complete appeal. I just want to give you that advice for, I'm assuming you may be appealing next year.
Well, hopefully I can work with the assessor so I won't have to, but...
I hope so, but I'd be prepared. I would be prepared.
I think we have enough information to make a decision this year.
Okay.
You okay, John? Lisa?
Yeah, I think with all of the pictures and all, I'm fine on it. Thank you.
Okay, great. You'll hear from us within 30 days. Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.